Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Chulin Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph at the bottom of the Amud, continuing to in our analysis of the second Mishnah of the third Perek. Nitlu HaKlayot, if the kidneys were removed, the animal is still not a treifam. Or Cheshba Papa Mishmei Durav. Lakta Bekulya Achat, and we saw this earlier in the beginning of the Perek, if one of the kidneys was diseased, then it's a treifa. I remember Rav in Eretz Yisrael, they said, V'hudam atoy lakuta l'makom charitz. That's only if the infection reaches literally the place of the gorge. Hecha makom charitz, where is that? L'chivra detute matni. It's the white place that's right underneath the loins. Amram Nechunya, Shiltinu Lechule Trofai de Marav. I asked all of the experts in Trefot to make these decisions in Eretz Yisrael. V'amri li halchatak rachish bar papa. We do accept that ruling about the diseased kidney. V'leita halchatak Rav Avira, but we do not accept Rav Avira's ruling with, at the end of the previous podcast, that ruled in the name of Rav that a, punctured spleen is a trefa. And now Ilom Ran Ella Bekulshe, even he only applied it we only reject it when if the disease is on the weak side, if the puncture is on the weak side, basumcha on the thick side, then trefa. V'shtayer beku uvi dinar zahav, but if there's a thickness of a gold coin left, then kshera. Amira Rava, in Eretz Yisrael, they have the following adage. Kol haposel berea kasher b'chulya. Anything that invalidates a lung, that same problem is not a trefa in the kidney. What's the proof? Shari nekev pasul berea. Famously, a puncture is a problem in the lung. Kasher b'chulya, it's not a problem in the kidney. Chol shekein echad kasher berea, and certainly something that's not a problem in the lung, kasher b'chulya, is valid in the kidney. Mark Rav Tanchuma, so if Tanchuma challenged that rule and said, uklalahu, for a mugla, think about this pus. The kasher berea in a lung, in the bleb, is not a bleb itself, is not a problem. Upasul bakulya, it is a problem on the kidney. For a mayim zakin, think about this. You have a bleb that has pure water in it. Shem hachavahacha, in both cases, the kasher. Ela amravashi, trefot kamadamit ladadi, this is the rule in Bavel that we follow, which is you cannot compare one trefa to another based on Ravashi's adage. Eno mimba trefot zudo melazu. We can't compare them. Shechot chamikan. If you cut an animal on one side, umeta dies. Chot chamikan kill on the other side, v'chaita. In other words, different organs serve different purposes and are vital to different degrees. Parenthetically, umayim zakin about the pure water, ksharim, lo amran ela detzili. It's only if they're really clear. Well, here, if they're dirty, trefa. Even if they're clear, they'll run ela de losriach, if they don't have a stench. Well, sriach trefa. The kulya shehiktina, let's say you have a kidney that became tiny. Bidaka ad kiful, in a behemadaka, like a sheep, if it's as small as a bean, then it's a trefa. Bigger than that's okay. Bigasa ad kanavai binonait, if it's from the herd, then it is, until an average size grape. Parenthetically, the Gemara then comments on the Mishnah about the taken of the lost jaw. It's only as long as the animal could still be force-fed. But if it can't eat at all, then it's a trefa because it's going to die anyways. Now, we said that if the womb was taken away, that's not a trefa. Tana, hi ha'emi, tarpacha, tivishapuchit. Those three words also all mean a womb. Okay, v'charuta bidei shamayim k'shera. We said that if the lung became petrified, bidei shamayim, then it's k'shera. Tana mar ezu t'charuta. So we have a braita that says what's called a petrified one. Koshes avkar yashala. As long as the lung became withered and contracted. Bidei shamayim k'shera. If it happened by heaven, meaning by a disease, then it's k'shera bidei adam, but because of human interference, trefat. Now, Shmuel Elazar omer, af bidei kol abriot. Any one of the creatures counts. So, Yibayelu, Shmuel Elazar, Reisha Kai, is referring to the Reisha, and saying, not only bidei shamayim, but even if a person did it, it's k'shera, ulakula, and therefore he's being lenient. Or a seifa kai, perhaps he's referring to the seifa, ulachumra, and saying that not only bidei adam, but even bidei an animal. Toshma d'tanya charuta bidei adam trefa b'shimon alazor omer af bidei kol abriot. He clearly is being lachumra and saying even if another animal did it, it's still a trefa. Rachana have ko'azel b'madbar. It's a story. Rachana was in the desert. Ashka chanu dichri d'tzamik rei adidu. He found some rams that had withered lungs. Ata shal be midrash. He asked the made midrash. Amrule b'kaita aiti meshichli chivri. Here's what you do to test them. In the summer, you bring white porcelain vessels, umalinu mayakri, fill them with cold water, manchinu meitleit, and let them sit there, let the lungs sit there for 24 hours, ihadun bari, and if they puff up at the end, then bidei shamayim hi, ukshera, then the original withering was bidei shamayim, was a disease, and then the animal is a kosher one, vilo trefa. Besitva, in the winter, what do you do? Aitim shichli shichumi, you bring dark vessels. Malinu mayap shuri, you bring, use lukewarm water, manchinu meitleit, ihadra bari, kshera, vilo trefa, same results. Now, hagluda. Back in the Mishnah, we said that a gluda, a flayed animal, is a machloket. Rabbi Meir says it's a kasher, and Chachamim say it's a treifa. Tan Rabbanan, hagluda. Rabbi Meir machshiv acham poslin. Ukvar he delazar safrav Yochanan ben Gudgoda la gluda shepsula. They already testified that a gluda is absolutely psula, meaning Chachamim's position. Shimon Elazar Chazabra or Meir, and he says Reb Meir actually changed his mind. What does that mean? Chazab Shimon Elazar Palig Reb Meir Begluda. That means that Reb Shimon Elazar holds that Reb Meir originally did disagree, and then he recanted. We have a different version. Reb Shimon Elazar says Reb Meir Chacham never disagreed that a flayed animal is treifa. He quoted Rabbi Tarfon ala gluda shepsula. If there's a kesela left, we'll deal with that in a little bit. Then it's kshera. Amrav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, my lo nechleku, lo amad Rameir machlokato. When Rabbi Shimon Elazar says lo nechleku, he doesn't mean Rameir and Chacham always agreed. He means that Rameir did not maintain his dissenting stance and eventually recanted his position. Okay, Amar Mar, im nishtayer bo kesela kshera. We said that the flayed animal, if there is a kesela left of skin, then it's kshera. Hecha, where does the skin have to be? So he said it has to be along the entire backbone. It could be a little bit here and a little bit there, long and short. And you put it all together, you get a kesela. Maybe you need a kesela's width all the way down the backbone. He explained what Shmuel meant. You need it all the way there. Machanamar, he disagreed and said, Rashay Prakim, you don't need it on the entire backbone, just at where the organs are, the chuliota. You only need it at the navel. So then he asked, let's say the only thing that was missing was the only part that would save it. For instance, according to the first opinion, the spot on the backbone, which is the Shmuel. Nital makom tiburo v'chulo kayam. In other words, according to each of these opinions, let's say that every part of the skin was there except for that piece. My steko. In other words, the question is, do they say that's the minimum that has to be there, if there's more, that's good? Or did they say that is vital to be there, and if it's no good, if it's not there, it doesn't matter what else is there, it's no good? And the answer is teku. Amarav, kol ha'or kulo matzil begluda. He disagreed with this and said, would clearly come down on the other side of the teiku, and said, any skin is matzilbi gluda, rescues it from being a gluda, chutz me or beta parsot, except for the skin that's underneath the hooves. Yocham rafilu or beta parsot dami matzil, he said even that counts. So bono Rabbi Yassi and Rabbi Yochanan, so now back up a little bit. Rabbi Yassi asked Rabbi Yochanan this question, or beta parsot maushi atzilbi gluda, amar le matzil, so he said it does work. Amar le matan rabbeinu, but you taught us the Mishnah that we have much later in Chulin, eilu she'orotein kibsaran, the following pieces have, their skin is like their flesh. And it includes or beta parsot, which means the skin under the hooves is not called skin, it's called flesh. So how could it be matzil? Amar le altak leiteni, Rabbi Yassi, don't hassle me. So shon yachin ani shon elta. I learned that that Mishnah is really the opinion of an individual and not the consensus. The Tanya, where does that come from? Hashochet ta ola lahaktir kezayit mi or shel tachat ha'alya. If you shecht an ola and you have intent to burn a kezayit of the skin that's underneath the tail, which we might think might not be, which might think might be skin, chutzim komo pasul ben koreit, chutzim lizmano pasul pigul ben chayav al koreit. In other words, it follows the lines of pigul. In other words, that's called basar. So that's the only skin that's called basar. Eliezer ben Yehuda, ish ivlam, ivlayim, mamishim of Yaakov, achin mamishim ben Yehuda, ish echos. Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon. So we have Rabbi Yaakov quoted, Rabbi Shimon quoted, Echan or Beit Parsot. He said also the skin underneath the feet, the hooves, Chad Of Harosh Shal Egal Harach, or the Or Harosh Shal Egal Harach, the skin on the head of a young calf, Chad Or Shtachad Aliyah, and the skin underneath the tail, V'chol shemanu chacham gabei tuma elu shorotein kibsaran, and anything listed in that Mishnah in Perek Tet, elavi or beit aboshet, even the skin where the genitals is, chutzim koma pasol ve'en makarit chutzim mano pagul v'chayvin alav karet. That's called flesh. So in other words, we have Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yaakov, these two isolated opinions, and each one of them quoted by fairly unknown tradition of tradents, who indicate that or beit aparsot is considered flesh, but everybody else assumes that it is skin, and therefore those are the isolated opinions are the authors of that Mishnah later on in Perek Tet, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan said to Rav Asi, however, according to the consensus, that really is called skin, and therefore it is matzil. Okay, we'll stop at this point and pick up Mishnah Gimel and look at the trefot in birds, but in the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.